And you're very welcome back to the programme, and I'm delighted to welcome onto it young Donegal actress Amy Beth McNulty, who's currently taking on a lead role in a show you can watch on Netflix, which we'll talk about very shortly. Amy Beth, thanks so much for coming on the programme.
Yeah, thank you.
So before we talk about the latest project and what you're working on, we might talk a little bit about your journey to here. So when did you first get an interest in acting, performing in the arts, that type of thing?
I think it was like around 5 or 6, and I just did like local ballet stuff and a couple dance recitals and just kind of normal things like that down in Angrian, and moved on to musicals when I was like 10. So yeah, that's where it kind of begun.
And before that, were you that toddler that everyone was sitting around the front room watching performing? Is that it? Yeah,
yeah, basically. I was always the one who was like, no, I'm going to sing an hour-long song all the way back from Derry about ladybugs.
Yeah.
I don't know how my parents put up with it. I really don't.
But when they talk about that and talk about your childhood, which you're still enjoying, hopefully, do they sort of say, and your granny and granddad and what have you, do they sort of say, well, we always knew you'd be up on stage at some point or other?
I guess kind of. A lot of my family's kind of into writing or opera, so it always kind of, I guess it kind of ran in the family. I mean, both my grandparents were involved in the arts. So I guess I always had that kind of background.
And it's something you have to enjoy, isn't it? I mean, because as children, we have sort of short enough attention span, so unless it's something you really want to do, it's that's how you end up on that path, isn't it?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I always thought, like, if I don't do acting, what would I do? And it's really difficult because it always just somehow comes back to dancing or singing or acting or script writing or just doing something in the kind of arts. Mm. So that's kind of what it is for me.
So when did you start sort of saying, right, I'm enjoying what I'm doing locally, but I kind of want to spread my wings a little bit? I suppose, too, to some extent, you want to test yourself to see, you know, am I a little fish in a big pond or a big fish in a little pond? So what was the next stage then for you? You started auditioning beyond the local productions.
Yeah, I got my first audition actually from my best friend's mother, Angela, who was an agent at the time. She got me an audition in London for Matilda the Musical. I got down to the finals twice, but I didn't get it. But then from that, I got an agent who I still have to this day. So, yeah, no, it was a big leap for me.
Yeah, but what age were you when you did that audition for Matilda?
I was 10.
So, I mean, it's still a knockback to some way. Obviously, now you can reflect on how things progressed for you. So, was it difficult at that time? Or I suppose that's where maybe your family structure and all comes in to say, look, this one's not for you, but it's coming down the line.
No, exactly. I think for me, because it was like my first audition, I love doing the audition, and I was definitely heartbroken just the first time, and then to do it another time and again get torn back from it. But I don't know. I mean, when I look back on it now, it was absolutely meant to happen, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing this. But of course, at the time, when you're 10 years old, rejection's hard, but I got used to it.
So you're doing stage work, okay, and then TV work's coming along as well, presumably thanks to this agent that you happened upon because of the whole knockback, as I suppose we could reference it. So you're busy then, so?
Yeah, I mean, I've done radio plays. I've done a bunch of stuff that I never thought I'd end up doing. I never imagined I'd end up doing TV or film work ever, because stage was always kind of my number one thing. And that's kind of switched around now, which is it's really interesting. And I like doing behind the scenes as well, like props work and stuff. So.
And there's a lot of downtime, I presume, you know, between shots and what have you. So you get to explore that interest behind the scenes a bit too, yeah?
Kind of. Right. I only had the weekends off because I was working every single day for 6 months.
Okay.
So the weekends were either spent learning lines for the next week or going to one movie with the cast and then going back to learning lines. So, I mean, it was a schedule that was really hard because sometimes I was like, oh, I just want to go out with my friends or I want to Skype my friends back home. But I think once I knew, like, this is a job, like, you've got to put all your effort into it, it just got easier over time.
Because, you know, I mean, I'm sure part of you sometimes, especially when you're Skyping to your friends and they're saying they're doing this, that and the other, as glamorous and as exciting life that you lead, there must be some times that you think, well, I kind of would like to be doing the simple stuff too at times.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, there were times my friends were like, oh, we're going to go see this movie and we're going to have a sleepover. And I was just kind of like, oh, I'm working and crying for 4 hours in a day. And I think there were times I was definitely like, I just want to be normal. But I mean, who wants to be normal? It's so bland.
It's hard to define normal now, too, I suppose. Yeah. People are doing what they want to do. So, I mean, getting involved in this production, is this the type of thing that, you know, the production company make or propose to Netflix, or is it something that Netflix commissioned? I know that that company mixed it up a little bit. So did you know that this role that you people can currently see you in now was for Netflix?
I knew at the time it had something to do with Netflix, but I wasn't kind of sure it was such a big deal as it was. I knew CBC was involved and I knew there was a partnership going on there, but once I got the role, that's when I knew it was complete, like it was going on to Netflix, and that's when I was like, oh, this is a way bigger deal than I thought it was.
Because, you know, the way people consume stuff has changed so much now. It's not about, you know, how many viewers you get on a Sunday night on RTE or BBC or what have you. Netflix, it's there and it's out there, and people are binging it, people are watching it their own way now, but it's everywhere. As soon as Netflix commissions something, you know, they're free to show it wherever they like. So do you ever think, you know, have you come to terms with that, is really what I'm getting at?
It's a strange question. I think it's really strange to have like comments or people getting in touch with me from like Spain and Italy and Portugal and Japan and all these different places, and I'm having to put them through like Google Translate to know what they're saying and stuff. That's really new to me. But I mean, it has changed. I think people can choose to binge, they can choose to watch it over time. A lot of people I know have binged it, which is a good thing.
And there's a bit of responsibility there for you, isn't there? Because, you know, as people get to know you, people follow careers, especially in your peer group, people a bit younger than you and older, of course. But, you know, they sort of, you know, they want to be you, they want to be like you, they want to know how they can do it. I mean, it's a lovely place to be for someone of your age and at this stage of your career. And when I use the age thing, I don't mean it in a patronizing way either, by the way. But it's a great place to be at, isn't it?
No, of course. I mean, I'm very humbled to be 15 years old and I'm already blooming on Netflix. Like, that's insane to me. And I think a couple of my friends have kind of brought me back to the reality of it, of just being like, Imbeth, you're on Netflix. And I just have moments where I'm just like, oh yeah, I am. And I don't know, nothing's really changed that much for me, which I'm very happy about. And my family's kept me very grounded, so I'm very thankful for that.
So tell us then a bit about the show that is currently streamable then. So it's based on a book a lot of people would know about.
It's Anna Green Gables, written by Ellen Montgomery. It's an orphan girl who was sent to live with a family, and they were expecting a boy, and she wasn't. She's a fiery redhead with freckles and a big opinion on things, I guess kind of like myself. But no, it's a very intriguing story about watching her mature and grow up and what kind of trouble she gets into. But it's a family show as well, which is really nice, and kind of be able to have a whole family sit down to it and discuss the topics in it afterwards.
And I find too, you know, it difficult watching films that are an hour and a half or 2 hours, because Netflix and Amazon and other streaming services, they now tell stories in a much longer format, and I find it everything can be jammed into an hour and a half or 2 hours. So over the course of this 8 parts, is it?
Seven episodes,
you know, they get to really delve more into the story and tease characters out, like the character you play, which is a lead role.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's really nice because we're given a lot of time for each character to develop. It's not rushed, it's not felt very rushed at all. We're giving very beloved characters their, like, more into their backstory and what really happened to them, not just Anne, which is really interesting. And I think people who are fans of the books already will like it, and people who aren't familiar with it will get introduced to it.
So what's next for you? I get the feeling you don't want to be playing fiery redheads with freckles for the rest of your life.
I don't know. I quite like Anne, and I want to know, well, one, I want to know what happens, and two, I don't know, I like seeing her grow up. But I mean, if there isn't a season two, because we don't know if there is yet, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I have.
It's been so well received. I know you can't. Yeah. You can't sort of. You don't want to. You don't want to chance jinxing it. But I mean, you know, they probably have a long plan here. You know, and because of the way people watch Netflix, they look at different algorithms and what have you. So we're going to see season two, aren't we?
We don't know. I hope so, because I want to know what happens. Yeah. Never mind other people. I want to know, but we'll see in very, very soon. We'll know.
Okay. And so how long were you filming, and where was it, where was it filmed, generally speaking?
The whole filming started, it filmed for 6 months around Ontario, in and around Canada, Ontario.
And what was that like, being away from home so long?
Oh, I think at first, like for the first 3 months, I was very homesick and it was awful. And I loved doing it, but it was like, I miss my friends and like, I want to see all my family again. And it's a complete change. Like, you wouldn't think it's that different, but it really is. So I guess it was just kind of getting used to it. But then after that, I mean, I love Canada now. So
back to the what next question, because obviously, you know, second series and all that, but that's probably not going to be enough for you. You've kind of jumped. I know you've done TV work and what have you, but you've kind of jumped over that and sort of on to the next thing. So is it a case of keeping eyes out for film roles, more sort of long play programs like this, or where do you see it going?
I honestly don't know whether I'm going to go back to stage or back to radio dramas or movies or TV. I think it just depends what comes up and what the actual production is, because it's not just for me about, oh, another role. It's like what that role is. And I think I have to like the role before I really let myself get involved in it. But no, I have a couple auditions, so that's always good. I don't know. You just never know what's going to come up.
Play it by ear, and you're still leaving plenty of time for yourself though to enjoy yourself, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I'm having a lot of time sleeping and hanging out with friends and back to education, which I've actually missed. So no, it's really nice to come back to my own bed.
Okay, so the Netflix series is Anne, isn't it? It's called Anne.
Anne with an E.
And people can stream it right now and check it out. And keep fingers crossed for season two, because I know a few people, as I was speaking to you before we started this, I've got stuff stacked up here, you know.
Yeah.
I have everything in a line and it's on the list and I'll get to it. But hopefully you'll get some great news on your auditions and season two coming up as well for that, hopefully.
Yeah, we hope so.
Thanks so much for coming on the program, and hopefully we'll chat to you again.
Thank you so much.